Our parasha, parasha Tazria, talks about a lady that gives birth either to a boy or a girl, as the pasuk says, "Ve'yaleda zachar o nekeva." I think it's a good time to mention the Gemara in Masechet Nida on Daf Lamed Amud Bet that talks about some of the wonders of the miracle of childbirth and the miracle of the child existing in the womb of his mother. The Gemara says that while the child is in the mother's womb, piv satum, his mouth is obviously sealed, v'taburo patuach, and his belly button, we'll call it, is opened. Ve'ochel mimash she'imo ochelet, and the child eats through that tube, whatever the mother eats, ve'shote mimash she'imo shota, and he drinks from whatever the mother drinks. Ve'eno motze re'i, and so long as the child is in the mother's womb, it does not release excrement. Sheme yaharoget imo. Because if the child would release excrement when it's in the mother's womb, it would be poisonous, it's toxic, and that would kill, chas v'shalom, the mother. V'chivan shiyatza la'avir ha'olam, miracle of miracles, once the baby comes out to the air of the world, niftach hasatum, what was closed becomes opened, v'nistam hapatuach, and what was sealed becomes opened. What was opened becomes sealed, and what was sealed becomes opened. And we explain it. The mouth that was sealed until now, to his benefit, because if the child's mouth would be opened in the womb, he would choke to death, God forbid, from all the fluids that would enter. Miraculously, the moment the child reaches or hits the air, his mouth opens. Now it's essential that his mouth opens in order that he breathes. And the belly button, where it was opened, when he comes out to the world, it automatically seals. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, the child would hemorrhage to death. And also, the child now starts to relieve himself. If the child will relieve himself just moments before in the womb, that could be very detrimental to the mother. So you see over here, how does this happen? Can we just say that this is a coincidence, that this just happens by chance, that every child, the majority of healthy children, that this miracle happens without any effort, that the child knows exactly when to open its mouth, not a minute, not a second before, and knows exactly that the belly button should close, not a second before, otherwise the child would starve or would not be able to breathe. From the childbirth and from the 9 months of the baby in the womb, it's clear evidence and a proof that there's a creator in the world and that there's a God that must be involved. Our Gemara even takes it a step further, that the Gemara says there are actually angels that are in the womb that are teaching the child the entire Torah. And there's actually a Gemara that says that when the child comes out, the angel comes and hits it and he forgets all his learning. The rabbis question, what's the purpose to learn something in the womb that you're going to forget later on? And the rabbis answer that that learning that's done in the womb makes an indelible impression on the child's soul. And therefore, even though he forgets it, but the impression is still there. And that gives him an advantage that when he comes out, he'll have a certain tendency to want to learn, and when he does learn and he retains it, that's because it's the second time that he's doing it. And it's always easier the second time than the first. And therefore, it's also an important reminder to those ladies that are carrying children, how careful they have to be during the time that they're carrying a child, because their child is learning Torah in the womb. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the mother has to be careful what she sees and where she goes and what she listens to and what she eats, because that can affect also the child. It's a holy moment, those 9 months, for the child. And therefore the mother also must be in holy places in order not to ruin or spoil what's taking place in the womb itself. So from Parashat Taziah, we're reminded of the miracle of childbirth, the miracle of labor, and all the other miracles that take place in the womb, that although the doctors, when they take a sonogram, cannot see the malachim that are in there, but we believe that this is happening as well. Shabbat Shalom.